Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the South Agassiz people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
Hello, and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a self-advocacy radio show run by people with a disability for people with a disability. Nothing about us without us. Today's show is about disability discrimination. Let's see who is here today.
Amanda, and I belong to four groups and so many subcommittees.
I'm Maria, and I'm a peer worker on the SAFE project at the Self Advocacy Resource Unit.
I am Simo, and it's lovely to see you.
I'm Shona, and I'm from Have a Say Bendigo.
And I'm James, a proud self-advocacy from Rainbow Rights and Reinforce.
Today, we are talking about disability, discrimination, and what discrimination means to a person with a disability. What is discrimination?
Discrimination is like if people that work in a shop, the manager of the shops would say, no, you can't work here. You've got a disability.
Ooh.
Or if people, like, if the bus drivers won't let you on the bus.
Amanda here. There is so many buildings still around with steps and chairs, a thing that worries me. The people in a wheelchair or in those walkers or who has a white cane can't necessarily climb steps, and I find that is a big discrimination, in my opinion.
Discrimination could be the colour of your skin or your religion or... Could mean anything.
Yeah.
What are some types of discrimination?
People staring. People talking at you. People discriminating against people's religion and people being picked on in their culture and beliefs.
I just remembered another one. It's similar to the other ones I said. Like, say, if taxi drivers would not let people that are blind that have guide dogs bring their guide dogs into the taxis.
They can go anywhere, the guide dogs. And the
I know, but that has happened before. Things like that have happened before. Yeah. I've heard about it.
Yep.
Some of the examples that we've been talking about are what's called direct discrimination. Mm. So an employer refusing to give you a job because you have a disability, that's direct discrimination. An Uber or taxi driver refusing to pick you up because you have a guide dog, that's direct discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also something called indirect discrimination, when there's a rule that's applied to everybody, but some people are much less able to follow the rule than others. For example, it could be indirect discrimination if you insist that people have to have a driver's license to get a job. It could be indirect discrimination if you have to do an application in writing and there's no way to negotiate a different way of doing it. Could be indirect discrimination if you have to start work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I've got an example, mate. Many years ago, I was asked for driver's license. I said, "I'm visually impaired. People with visual impairment don't have a driver's license for ID." And I took them to the local discrimination board, and they accepted stuff like that. So through me taking them to the local board or something like that, that's a when they made arrangements for me to go another way, that is a small victory on my behalf. Yeah. And that's turning back the hands of time too, you guys.
It hasn't changed much, Amanda. There are still
What?
plenty of places that ask for people to have a driver's license when what they really need is somebody that can get to places.
Right now, have an age card, and it's non-expirable. It's non-expirable. I use it for the banks and stuff like that, and they don't give me any trouble anymore. I get the self-advocacy hand out and stand up for myself.
Yeah, there's lots of discrimination. The people picking on you and calling you names, like weird names. As an example, taxis refusing short trips.
That's illegal, I think.
It is illegal, yes.
That's a good note.
Like getting picked on and swore out in the public. Oh, it's happened a lot of times to me.
It's no good.
Is that when you buy yourself or you got your support worker with you?
It's happened to me, but when I've been with a friend or someone else or by myself, it's happened a lot of times. And but I have to. But if issues like that go on, I do have some people that I trust to tell, and that's my sisters. They or my brother-in-laws, they don't want anything like that happening to me. And when that happens, and I call them, I tell them what has happened, and they will come down the street straight away, and they'll tell those people off.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what my sisters Yeah, I have four younger sisters that help me a lot.
Would you like to share with us when you were discriminated against? Go.
Okay. One time, I don't remember when it was, but I think it was sometime last year. Yeah, it was sometime last year. I was actually on the side of the road I had just finished gymnastics training, and then I was on the side of the road of the bus stop that heads toward East Bendigo, and I was doing loops all the time to get into town. The bus driver said to me, "Are you going into town?" And I went, "Yes." And then the bus driver said, "Go on the other side. I'll be back in it in 15 minutes."
Oh, yuck.
What's that good?
Yeah, and I was upset that day.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and the bus driver discriminated me from getting on the bus.
That's not good.
No, that's right.
Some buses don't have this ramps, so if anyone in a wheelchair can't get on it, so you can go with a wide cane and all the other stuff too. And some people can't get on buses because they don't have the riders and ride equipment, so you can get on safely the double light you want because it's got a full bus. But people are not using their manners today, and it's horrible. They should think of other people with disabilities than themselves. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen that way sometimes, and it is disgusting.
Yeah, that's no good.
I was discriminated against because of my disability because I use a walker 24/7, and I was trying to get on a tram, and there were people standing where the walkers go, and I asked them to move, but they wouldn't move.
Oh, gee.
It's no good.
And I spoke up when I got on the tram,
Yep.
and they wouldn't move.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but I've also been picked on at school about my disability,
Oh,
and so that was hard for me anyway.
I'm sorry to hear that too, James.
That's all right.
It's terrible.
It is terrible, yes.
We've got one more topic. There are some of the old trams on my line, number one, East Melbourne tram. They've still got the old trams with the steps. I've got to get up slowly and I've got to get off the tram slowly. And I have a white cane. For goodness sake, put the low floor trams on my line, not only for me, the other with walkers, pushers. We need the new low floor on my line.
Got another thing. Some people don't even believe that I'm actually very afraid of walking downstairs because when I've been to one of my programs, one of my group programs, one time I got told to walk downstairs and I wanted to go down the ramp, and I'm very afraid of walking downstairs because of what happened to me in 2017. I fell down the stairs and fell onto the tactiles and cut my head and had to go to hospital and have six stitches in my head, and I'm scared of stairs that are very steep.
Oh, join the club.
So good.
I compete in athletics in an event called frame running. So I run with a special frame that looks a little bit like an adult tricycle.
Yeah.
There have been races that I've wanted to enter, and I've been told I'm not allowed to enter them because I use a running frame. I'm particularly annoyed at the competition that's saying that I can't enter a particular event because it says in the rules of the competition that para athletes can enter any event, but I'm being told that doesn't apply to people that are running with a frame.
Whoa, that is disgusting in my book. Yep. Oh, gee.
Can I say, sometimes it's difficult to know if you're being discriminated against or not, particularly if it's something like a job interview or you're trying to get a rental property or whatever, because you might suspect that you're being treated less favorably because of your disability or your age or the color of your skin or whatever it is. Employers and real estate agents often aren't silly enough to actually say it aloud, which makes it very difficult to put in a complaint. You can only put in a complaint if they're silly enough to say to your face that that's why you didn't get the job or you didn't get the property or whatever. And mostly they're not. You might suspect it, particularly when you hear, I've heard of people going for a job and then being told, sorry, we've already given the job to somebody else, but then you hear that's not true.
Lying.
Yeah, they'll even lie to you rather than flat out say, we are not going to give you this job because you've got a disability and we don't think you can do it.
Oh, why don't they give you a go of it?
It would be a good thing if lots of people didn't make assumptions about what people with disability can and can't do. but they either gave them a go or they asked how they would handle certain aspects of the job that the employer thinks might be difficult.
In my opinion, the world is too cruel for people with disabilities. They should give all people, it doesn't matter if they've got a white cane or a walker or whatever, they should be allowed to have a go or a chance to do the job to see if they can do it or not. But sorry, that does not happen in this crazy world.
Let's move on.
Yep. We'll be right back with a couple of announcements and a song called The National Self-Advocate Song by The Outsiders.
Yay. Take it away.
All around Australia, people keeping up the fight. Many faces in different places fighting for our rights. Housing, jobs and transport is what we know best. Remembering what will help us, not cause us more distress. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. We are making our own choices. We've been silent for too long. Stand up for what you believe in. Together we are strong. Lift up all our voices. We can hit the heights. We want you to join us. Support disability rights. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. We can work together.
We can work together.
We can right the wrongs.
We can right the wrongs.
If we do this together.
If we do this together.
We can all be strong.
We can all be strong.
Story makes us proud. Wake everyone who's sleeping. Sing our story loud. Self-advocacy.
Hear our voice.
See our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy.
Hear our voice.
See our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy.
Hear our voice.
See our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy.
Hear our voice.
See our ability.
We want equality.
The song you just heard was the National Self-Advocacy Anthem by The Outsiders. This song was chosen because it's about standing up for rights and hearing our voice.
Woohoo! Hey, hey. Yeah. You are listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is run by people with disability, for people with a disability, nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about disability discrimination, and we have shared our own stories about disability discrimination, and we have talked about what discrimination is.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
What can people do if they are discriminated against?
Write it down and write the place where you got discriminated against. Write down some details of the person that discriminated against you.
And then you find a legal service that, you know, to mention, I can mention two off the cuff. They're Villamander Disability Legal Service done in Geelong, and Disability Rights Legal Service, Ross House on the second floor. They are good people and they won't leave you hanging because I've used them both.
Speak up about it. And you can tell, like, anyone you trust if you get discriminated, like telling a family member or a close friend.
You can make a complaint, and most disability discrimination is actually against the law.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Who can help you make a complaint if you were discriminated against?
There's a state thing. You can go to the state office. I don't know what it's called now, but my time a number of years ago with the Equal Opportunities Commission, apparently, so that's state law, and the federal law is the DDA Act, which is a Disability Discrimination Act, and that's federal law.
You can get help from a friend or a family member.
Yep.
Can get help from an advocate.
Yes.
Or you can get help from a community legal service. There are community legal services that specialise in disability issues, like Villamanta Legal Service or Disability DDLS.
Dallas.
Yeah. But most community legal services would be able to help or at least give you some advice.
Where can people make a complaint about disability discrimination?
Websites.
The Australian Human Rights Commission or the Victorian Opportunities Commission. So date in Australia, there's a disability legal service for in Ross House. Yep. And the to these places if you are discriminated against.
Sometimes you can make a complaint to the place you discriminated against. Or, for example, if you were discriminated against by a taxi driver or an Uber driver,
you
would go to the head office and make a complaint there. So not necessarily directly to the person that did the discrimination, but to their boss or their management.
Do you think that'd be a good starting place to get your evidence and all that stuff, or at least try to get some evidence to back you up type of stuff?
Where it's an individual that's discriminating, the policy of the organisation is okay. For example, the taxi directorate says that drivers can't discriminate against people with guide dogs. But drivers are discriminating against people with guide dogs.
Yep.
Maybe in that sort of case, you could take down the driver's number and then report them to the taxi director.
Yeah.
Because the taxi director will think that the driver has done the wrong thing.
Hmm.
Where it gets difficult is when an organization has a policy written or unwritten,
yeah,
that's discriminatory.
You notice in taxis these days or in the door, and there is a sticker on the door. You can put your iPhone over the thing. I mean, complaint to that way type of thing. This is on the cab driver's door or raw doors in the cab. It's a QR code and it's stickers on the taxi driver's doors.
Yeah.
So pay attention the next time you get in the cab. Make sure you find this stuff on the doors of the cab.
Mm.
Yep. Oh, gee.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 855 AM. Today we talked about disability discrimination. We may have talked about some stressful topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for some people listening today. If you need to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline 131114, Beyond Blue 1300 224636, or talk to someone you trust.
Well done.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with a disability, for people with a disability. Join us next month where we'll be talking about Ida Hobbit Day. Stay tuned to 3CR.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.